Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, May 31st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Siege of Guine, 1352. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Episode title, The Siege of Guine, 1352, a forgotten chapter from the Hundred Years' War. Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive headfirst into the intriguing depths of history, technology, and societal changes. Today's episode uncovers a lesser-known but incredibly fascinating event from the medieval period, the Siege of Guine in 1352, part of the protracted Hundred Years' War between England and France. This conflict, marked by a series of battles, sieges, and political maneuvers, spanned over a century, but today we narrow our focus to just one of its countless stories. Let's set the scene. The year is 1352, a time when knights, lords, and castles played a decisive role in warfare. The stage for our story today is the town of Guine, located in the Calais region, which at the time was a pivotal point of contention due to its strategic importance and proximity to England. The Hundred Years' War, primarily a dynastic dispute over the right to rule the Kingdom of France, had seen the English and French vie for supremacy across the French countryside. The English had managed to secure the town of Calais and looked towards strengthening their position in the region, bringing us to the drama at Guine. In a bold move characteristic of medieval warfare, Eustace d'Aubresicourt, a Burgundian knight in English service, launched a siege on Guine, hoping to capture the castle from the defending French garrison led by the Lord of Offemont. Now, sieges in the Middle Ages were harsh undertakings. Picture this: armies encamping around a fortified position, building ramparts and trying to starve out the enemy or break through the walls with a mixture of brute force and early engineering. The siege of 1352 was particularly noted for its intensity. The English, though fewer, were persistent and utilized various siege tactics. The landscape around Guine turned into a battleground where patience was as crucial as any sword or crossbow. Siege engines likely threw stones at the walls while arrows flew overhead, creating a relentless assault on the senses and morale of those within the castle. However, the Lord of Offemont was a formidable foe. His leadership during the weeks of the siege is a testament to medieval military strategy and personal courage. As food supplies dwindled and the prospect of English victory seemed inevitable, a twist in the tale changed the course of events. Remarkably, Offemont managed to send messages to the French king, John VI, desperately seeking reinforcements. In a daring response, King John II organized a relief force, demonstrating the logistics and mobilization capabilities of the time. These reinforcements managed to reach Guine, catching the English besiegers off guard. This arrival shifted the balance, and what follows is a fascinating turn of events typical of the fluid nature of medieval warfare. The French launched a spirited counterassault, leading to fierce clashes, a literal battle for survival, as each side knew the strategic repercussions of the outcome. Ultimately, the French defenders succeeded in breaking the siege, driving the English forces back and solidifying French control over Guine. Though the broader conflict of the Hundred Years' War raged on for decades. So why dive into the Siege of Guine? Beyond the thrilling military encounter, this event helps us understand the human side of warfare during the Middle Ages. The resilience, the desperation, and the ingenious tactics used are layers of human experience wrapped in the dry dust of history. As we reflect on this story, consider the lives influenced by such events. How different would our world be today if small battles like the Siege of Guine had concluded differently? How do the decisions of a few in leadership roles ripple across the ages to influence the many? As you go about your day, think about the layers of history beneath our feet, the countless stories of bravery, strategy, and survival that shape our understanding of the past and, in many ways, our present. We hope today's episode has piqued your interest in this intriguing facet of medieval history and the human stories woven through the tapestries of war. We invite you to dive deeper, explore more, and perhaps even visit Guine, where the echoes of the past remain, waiting to be rediscovered. Thank you for joining us on Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, keep learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Siege of Guine, 1352. Thanks for listening. See you next time.